Zechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav, three lines from the bottom of Daf Yutesa Mabez. And the Gemara previously spoke about the story. Shaul promised David that if he brings 100 Arelis of Plishtim to him, then he would allow David to marry his daughter Michal. Although, as we explained, David was really married to Michal. However, Shaul retracted, and the Pasuk tells him, Shaul Nosan as Michal Bitoi Eishas David, the Palti Ben Laish, Hashem Megalim. We saw that the Gemara stated that Ksiv Palti Viksiv Paltiel, that another Pasuk, the Pasuk calls him Paltiel Ben Laish, and Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Palti HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the strength to withstand the Avera of living with Michal, as Agamara will discuss the challenges with potential Arias and the Yisurim that Paltu Ben Laish, as well as Yosef at Tzaddik, as well as Bay is dealt with. And Agamara begins, Amar Bechron, Taikfil Shal Yosef, and Sinusa Shal Bayez. The difficult challenges for Yosef was a Dover Kal and Dover Cotton for Bayez. And the difficult challenges that Boaz dealt with, that was a Dover Kal and Dover Cotton for Paltu Ben Laish. And the Gemara explains, Taikfi Shal Yosef and Snusa Shal Boaz, Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Rus states, Vahiba Chatzia Laila, Vayechred Ish, Vayilafes, Vahine Isha, Shechavis Margulaisov. And the Pasha Taitan and Pasuk is, that was in the middle of the night, Boaz was scared, and he turned around, and he saw Rus was lying at his feet. And the Gemara asked, My Vayilafes, what is the Taitan Vayilafes? And Amrav, Shinasa Besari, that the Eva Tashmish of Boaz became hard, just like the head of a turnip. As Rashi states in Niskasha, the Afal Pikein Kavish Yitzroi, and even though he had a desire for us, he was Kavish Yitzroi, the Afal Pisha Pnuha Yisrael V'ima B'mita, and even though she was a Pnuha, and she was together with him in the bed, and therefore it was a very difficult challenge, Ava Yosef Eishasish HaYisrael V'ina Ima B'mita, and Yosef's challenge was with a woman who was an Eishasish, and therefore he knew that she was also to him, and number two, she wasn't with him in his bed, and therefore that would have been an easier challenge for Boaz. And we continue on Daf Chaf Amalav, Taikfi Shal Boaz, and Vesnusha Shal Paltu Ben Laish, Kidam Moran, and this is based on the Psukim that we just mentioned, as Rashi states, the Ilu Boaz Chodolaila, that the challenge of Boaz was for one night, or Palti Shonim Rabbis, and the challenge of Paltu Ben Laish with Michal was for many years. And Yad Ramah, who states, Dovish Asi Yosef, Kishahir, Kol Takfoy, Nisgabal Yitzray, Asu Boaz, Ben Vesnusha, Ibola Hutzuk Lahar, Kol Takfoy Bidaba, El Kadim Shahis, Dova Kalafitumai, the Ilu Yosef, Mikar, Ludvai, Very Niskavin, and as we know, that Yosef originally was Niskavin Ledvar Avera, and as Rabbi Yechanan himself states in Masech L'Soita and Daf Lam and Vav and Beis, that Shneim L'Dav Echad Niskavnu, the Ilu Boyez, Afal Pisha Niskasha, V'Nase Kurosha Luftais, Le Niskavin Ledvar Avera, and Taik Fishal Boyez, and Vizushal Patu Ben Laish, the Ilu Boyez Niskasha, V'Ilu Patu Ben Laish, Havi Damilev, Kakaka Chivra, it was similar to him like a white goose, he wasn't even Niskasha, V'Este Amri, the Ilu Boyez Chadashata, V'Ilu Patu Shon Rabbis, V'La Milsi, and he argued in Rashi, the man Lemelon, the Ilu have Misram Leleboy, the Shonim Rabbis, the Le have a Kovish Yitzray, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Yechron, Om Rabbi Yechron, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk mean in Mishlei when it states, Rabbis Bonus Asuchoyal, Batalis Al Kulana, Rabbi Yechron's Mepharish, Rabbis Bonus Asuchoyal, Ze Yosef and Boyz, this refers to Yosef and Boyz, that certainly they did something which was great, however, Batalis Al Kulana, Zel Paltu Ben Laish, this refers to the story of Paltu Ben Laish, who did something even greater than Yosef and Boyz. And the Gemara continues, Omer Shmuel ben Nachman, Omer Beinison, and some agrees, Omer Shmuel ben Nachmani, Omer Beinison, Maidich Siv, what is the Psha in the next Pasuk of Mishlei that states, Sheka Achein Vehaval Yefi, Ish Yiras Hashem Hitisalo? Beinison explains, Sheka Achein Ze Yosef, when it says a Sheker is a grace, that refers to Yosef, that although Yosef certainly had grace, but that is nothing in comparison to Paltu ben Laish, and similarly, Vehaval Yefi, and the beauty is Hevel, Ze Boyez, that refers to the Maisa Boyez, which certainly was beautiful, but it still is not in the same Adrega as Paltu ben Laish, and Yiras Hashem, Hitisalel, Zeh Paltu Ben Laish, this refers to Paltu Ben Laish, and Ayin Masho explains why is it that Yosef is referred to Chain, Boaz is referred to Yefi, the concept of Yiras Hashem, Hitisalel, refers to Paltu Ben Laish. The Gemara continues, Dava Acher, another way to understand this Pasuk, Shekha Chain, Zeh Deru Shal Moshe, when the Pasuk states Shekha Chain, this refers to the generation of Moshe that certainly learned Torah, Vehevel Yefi, Zeh Deru Shal Yeshua, who once again learned Torah, Yiras Hashem, Hitisalel, Zeh Deru Shal Chizkia, as we know that the learning during the time of Chizkiah was so great, at Shabbat can be done by Ben Sheva, blowing Matsu Amoritz. The Gemara continues, Dava Acher, another Pshat, Shekha Chain, Zedder Shal Meshav Yeshua, Shekha Chain refers to generation of Meshav Yeshua, Behalo Yefi Zedder Shal Chizkiah, this refers to generation of Chizkiah, which was even greater than the Dara Meshav Yeshua. And finally, when the Pasuk states, Zeros Hashem, Hitisalel, Zedder Shal Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi, this refers to generation of Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi, as the Gemara tells us, Amru Lov al Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi, that stated regarding Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi, Ahoyu Shishit Almidim, Eskasa Metal Sach, Nachas v'Iskim Torah, they learned Torah mitoich hadchak and mitoich such anias that while learning Torah, it was six talmidim that would share and cover themselves with the same talis, and they still immersed themselves in Torah. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues to discuss dinim of the Melech, and the Mishnah states mes lemeis in yitzim and pesel paltrin shloi, that even if a relative of the king dies, he can't leave the palace. Rabbi Yehuda Eimim writes a lot to Achamita Yaitze. Rabbi Yehuda says if he wants to go out after the mitah and he wants to go to Levaya, he can't do so. Shekim mitzim b'David, as we find by David, she yotze achamitas shel Avner, that he went and he followed the mitah of Avner. And as the Meiri states, shahay chacham v'akol k'kravim, this proves that a melech could attend the funeral of a karev. And then, as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis tells us, vayomer David al Yoav al kol ha'am asher ita ikiru b'deichem v'chigu sakim v'sibtu l'fnei Avner. Not only did he do all that, v'amelech David hoylech achrei mitah, and David Melech followed the mitah of Avner, and he went to his levaya. Before we continue, let's point out that the story was that after Shaul died, Avner ben Ner appointed Ishbosheth ben Shaul to be the king, even though David was already the king. But Amasa, by doing so, he delayed David being able to have shlita on all of Klal Yisrael for 2.5 years, as we will see a bit later. And then at a later point, Avner got angry at Ishbosheth, and therefore he went to David, and he accepted David as his king. When Avner left his meeting with David HaMelech, Yoav ben Tzruya, who was the general of David, killed Avner. The Mishnah continues, Amar Loi, that the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Lehoi Adav Elefayis Hassam, you can't bring a raya from the Pasuk ben Gei David going out to the funeral of Avner, as the only reason why he did so is because people were saying that he wanted Yoav to kill Avner, and therefore he wanted to show that Avner wasn't killed by his command. If he was killed because he was considered a murder of Machus, then he wouldn't have told the nation to rip the begodim and to wear sackcloth and to give a spadim to Avner, and David wouldn't have gone to the Levaya. And really, there's no raya by the fact that David went to his Levaya, then in general it would be mutter for a king to go to Levaya of a karev. The Mishnah ends off with Shemavin Oisai, and when the Melech has his suda savra, and the people make a suda of him, which is the first suda after he buries his mess, called Am Mesuban Al Aretz, then the entire nation would sit on the ground in order to be Mishtatav in the Tsar, and to show that they care about his loss, who Mesav Al Dagesh, but he would be Mesav, and he would lean on a bed, he wouldn't show signs of Avelis. Our Gemara begins, Tanur Abana, we learned the Braisa, Makam Shinagu Noshim, what's his Achamita Yoitzes, and Lefnei Amita Yoitzes. If the Minig HaMakam is that by Levaya, women walk behind the Mitah, then that is a proper Minig, and if the Minig is that he walk in front of the Mitah, then that is a proper Minig as well. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and holds, Lo'ilim Noshim Lefnei Amita Yoitzes, the Minig is that women should walk in front of the Mitah, Shekim Metzin B'David, Sheyotza Achamitasu Shel Avna, as we find that when David went to the Levaya of Avna, he went behind his Mitah, Shenema V'amelech David Hoylech Achamitah. If the standard minig was that women would walk behind the mitah, then certainly it wouldn't be proper for David to mingle together with the women. And Amuloi, and once again, the Chacham responds to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't bring a raya from David, as Lehi David Elefayis Hazam Nespaisu, that the whole reason why David went to the Levaya was in order to be in fire the nation and to make sure that they all know that he didn't kill Avner. That's why the Pasuk tells us that he walked in back in the mitah. David went both by the women as well as by the men. Shehidav Yotzim Bein Anoshim V'Nichlis Bein Anoshim V'Yotzim Bein Anoshim V'Nichlis Bein Anoshim. David specifically wanted to make sure that both the men and women knew that he attended the Levaya. Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis in Perek Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin states, V'Yedu Kolam V'Chol Yisrael V'Yomehu Loi Hoisim Ha'Melech L'Ham Says Avner Ben Ner. And the Pasuk specifically tells us V'Yedu Kolam V'Chol Yisrael V'Yomehu. They want to make sure the entire nation and all of Klal Yisrael knew that he wasn't the reason why Avner Ben Ner was killed. The work continues. Dorish Rava, the Rava Dashin, Maidich Siv, and what is Pshat in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Hey, that states, Vayavid Kolam Lahavri says David, Lechem Ba'ir Yoim, Vayishavid David Lima, Koyasal El Kim, Vachay Yosef, Kim Lefne Boyashemesh, Etum Lechem, I call Ma'uma. Although we don't have a Korean Ksiv, however, Rava is bothered that Ksiv Lahachreis, the Karina Lahavreis, that the Ksiv is Lahachreis, and we read it as Lahavreis, and therefore he explains, Betchil Lahreisai, Lubsef Lahreisai, Rashi explains that originally the nation was angry at David, and then they realized clearly David wasn't involved in the killing of Avner. How can you have a minig that the women would walk in front of Mita and the men would be able to see the women if the it doesn't seem to be in Dakhatsdias? And Zaktaisis, the Kimin Shatzaru, Lakalamechish Lahira, or Vishalmi Pligi, Ikalamanda Amal of Neamita, Lifishagor Misla Ilam, that the reason why they specifically go in front of Mita is because they caused Misa to come to the world. And the Yerushalmi continues, and someone knows saying that the women walked in back of the mitzvah and men walked in front of the mitzvah, the fishik nail b'nei Yisrael she'istaklu b'hen anoshim ayin sham. Gemara continues to discuss the story about Avner. Amar Yudam Rav, and Yudah said the name of Rav, and between Manan and Avner, what is the reason that Avner was punished and he was killed? As when Shaul killed out Noiv Erkoinim, he should have been Micha, and he didn't do so, and therefore he's Chai Misa. Rabbi Yitzchak Leimah Micha v'lei Nena. However, Rabbi Yitzchak argues, and he holds that Avner was Micha, and Shaul didn't listen. Therefore, this can't be the reason that he was killed. And the Gemara will later explain as to why Avner was killed, according to Rabbi Yitzchak. And the Gemara continues with Shnei Mikra Echadashu, that both Rav and Rabbi Yitzchak bring the Makar to the Shita from the same pasuk. There are two pasukim in Shmuel Beis, Per Gimel, pasuk Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalid, and the pasukim state by Kina Melech El Avner, by Yemek Kemes Novel Yomus Avner. The next pasuk continues, the Dechalei Asuas Raglech Lel Nachushtayim, Hugashu Kin Pol Fnei Bnei Avlo and Falta, and Yisifu Kol Ha'am Lifkais Alav. The Gemara explains, Manda Amalich Micha, according to Rav, who held that Avner could have been Micha, and he should have been Micha, and he wasn't Micha, Hachi Ka'ama, this is what the pasuk means to say, Yadech Lel Asuas Raglech Lel Nachushtayim Hugashu. David said regarding Avner, Lemaisu, you had the ear of Shaul, my time Lel Mechisa, and why is it that you weren't Micha, Kin Fol Fnei Bnei Avlo and Falta? That's the reason why you Chai Misa, and you died like someone who's a Rasha. As Rashi states, Yadech Lel Asuas, Adam Choshev Yisrael Shaul, and Shaul HaMelech considered you Adam Choshev, V'hoi L'chalim Chais, L'fi Shalom Mechisa, Kin Fol Fnei Bnei Avlo and Falta, and L'fi Zeh, David stated, Yadech Lel Asuas, Raglech Lel Nechishtayim, that your hands weren't tied, and your feet weren't in chains, and you had the ability to actually be Micha. However, the Gemara continues, Umanda Amma Micha V'lei Nena, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak that states that Avner was Micha, but Shaul did not listen to him. He learns the pasuk differently, as it's Muyu Mitama, that David was actually being Mitama, Hakamais Novel Yomas, that should you have died, as if you were a worthless person, Yedecha Le'asurus, Raglecha Le'inu Chishtayim, that your hands weren't tied, and you weren't in chains, you actually did protest, and Michte Mechuyim Mechisa, and since you protested, my time can unfold from Ibn Avlu Falta, so why is it that you died like a Rasha? The Gemara continues that now we understand that if you Rav, the reason why Avner died was because he was a Meicha against Shaul, but Lechera coined to Rabbi Yitzchak that hold that he was Meicha, so why is it that Avner was Chayiv Misa? And the Gemara explains, Lomanda of Micha, my time in Yanish, and Amram Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Shashom Machos Beis David, Sheshon and Mechza, Rashi says, Shehemenes Ishbashis Mul Melech, that Lomaisa Avner installed Ishbashis as the king, Vimleim Lichu Avner, Hoyman Milchus David, and if Avner wouldn't have done so, then they would be Mamlech David immediately, and he would have been king over the entire Klal Yisrael right away, when Shemalch Ishbashis Ad Yem Shemalch David Al Klal Yisrael, Hoyu Shtei Shana Mechza, Ayin Rashi Ubriz Cheshbin, and Ayin Tesis as well, in the Maskel Shtei Shana Mechza, who discusses this further. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Uchishim Avon Yisrael, Kolam Mesuban Al Oretz, Vuhu Mesiv Al Adagish. This is in contrast to the Din of a Kohen Gadol that we see in the Mishnah on the Fifth Chesim Alav, that Shem Avon Yisrael, Kolam Mesuban Al Oretz, Vuhu Mesiv Al Safsal, and the king sits on a dagish, which is a type of a bed, as opposed to a safsal, which is an uncomfortable bench. The Gemara begins and asks, my dagish, what exactly is a dagish? And Amu Ula explains, Asad Gada, this was an extra bed that people had in the house in order to be a sign of a good mazel. This bed wasn't really used, and it was only there to beautify the home. As Rashi states, Noigan Hoy La'arch Mita Vishol Chomibayas, that they would have a minig, that they would have a bed and an extra table in the house. V'lehi Mishtapshe Ben Klal, El Mazel Abayas Menachas Mishum Nichosh, Gada is mazel, V'daymeloi, God Gadi, V'sidigloi. As Rashi in Mesech Zumei Kotten states, Mita Shem Yachten Yisrael Mazel Toiv, V'hei Mishtamshe Baklum, El Miyachten Yisrael Lishweis Mazel Toiv Aleha. Ayin Iran, who states, Oysa Mita Hoy Oysa L'simen Shal Oysha Loima, Sheyesh Lam Begad Miyesa Mechtei Tzorch, and last is Mita Shalei Lutzorch, Derech HaSheila, Koyin Oysa Mita Hoy Ilo Mita Shal Mazel Toiv. This was used as a borrow term. Agamar continues, Amar Rabbanan Ula, so Rabbanan said to Ula, Mi Ikamidi, Da Ad Ida Leis Vinei, that could there be something that until this point they didn't use it, V'hashtam Is Vinei, and now that someone is in Oval and is in a worse position, now they'll use this bed, it doesn't seem to make sense. So Masker Rava, but Rava asked the question, my kushir, what's your problem with Ulu's pshat? Dilma midi da'av achil v'shtia, that we find a similar idea, but it gave food and drink, that until this point, we didn't feed or give drink to the melech, and hashtar kom echilinle, become echilinle, and now that he's in Oval, we give him to eat and to drink, and therefore we see that there are differences by Avelis, potentially, although generally they didn't use this bed, when the melech was in Oval, they would specifically use this bed in order to show a difference between the regular day and when he was in Oval. The Gemara continues, Ali Kasha HaKasha, but if you would have a question on Ula, the following would be Shver, as the Brisa states, Dagish, Einet Tzarech Lechvesa Ilo Zekvai, although it is the din that an Oval has to turn over all the beds in his house. house. However, a dagish is not turned over, and instead you stand it up on two of its legs, and this way you can't use it. However, a melech certainly would use this type of bed. If you're explaining that dagish is actually an asa de gada and it's a type of bed, why would it not be required to turn over? But Tanya, we learned a brisa, hakayfes mitasai, and when does it din for an oval to turn over their beds? Lo mitasa buvadu kayfa, he doesn't only turn over his own bed, al kol mitashil shalabitek brisa kayfa, and you would turn over all the beds that are in this house, including an asa de gada, and even those not generally used. The Gemara responds, my kusha, that was your major question, dil mit de hava mitu michedes lakilim, diktani im hoisum yuchedes lakilim, in a tzarek lakvaisa, that just like we find binagia bed that's used in order to have kelim that sit on the bed, we know that since that bed is not used to sleep, therefore it doesn't have to be turned over. Similarly, although an asa de gada is a bed, but a maisa, since it's not used, therefore there would not be a requirement to turn over this bed. Ayin yad ramah, that although the bed that is made for kelim doesn't have to be turned over at all and doesn't have to be lifted up either, however, although an asa de gada doesn't have to be completely turned over, a maisa, since it's a regular bed, so therefore the din of the brisa that states dagish in tzarech lakvaisa el zekvai would apply, and you still have to stand it up on its two legs. Finally, the Gemara states, Eli Kasha HaKasha, and if you have a Kasha on the member of Ula, that a Dagish is Asa de Gada, then the following would be Shver. After the Brisa states, Dagish in a Tzarek Lechvesoy El Zekvoy, the Brisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Dagish Matka Bitin Vu Noifu Me'ilov, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues in Tanakama, and he holds that you don't lift up a Dagish, instead you untie the Dagish, and this way the sheet that would be used to sleep on would actually fall to the ground, and the Metzias was that you had a bed frame and then you had a sheet and there were holes on the edges of the sheet. They tied a rope through these holes and also around the bedpost, and this way you would have a sheet to sleep on, and it was similar to a hammock, and by untying these ropes then the sheet would fall to the ground and the bed would not be usable. Gemara therefore asks an ulav isach daitach asa de gada, and if you're going to tell me a dagish is an asa de gada, which is really a regular bed, do you think that such a bed has anything to untie, as certainly it's made like a regular bed and it has some sort of a support system where a mattress would be put on top of the support, and therefore there's nothing to untie. Therefore, when the Mishnah states that the king would sit on a dagish, l'chayr kiamin asa de gada. Gemara continues and explains what a dagish is, al ki asa Rabin Amar, and when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he stated, Omli Om Rabbanim Rav Tachlifa Shmei, da v'shchiach b'shuka de gildoi, and a Talmud Chacham, whose name was Rav Tachlifa, who spent a lot of time in the leather market, v'omalei my dagish, and I asked him what a dagish is, and he responded, Atzi de Sola is a type of bed made out of leather. Certainly this bed was a regular bed that was used for sleeping. Really the halacha should be that an oval should have to turn it over. However, since if you turn it over, it would actually ruin the leather, therefore the Chacham said, you don't have to turn over this type of bed, and instead, generally, you could put it on its back legs, and you can leave it in a standing position that no one could use that bed during the Yimei Avelis. However, a king would sit on this type of bed during Avelis, and as Rashi explains, Asi Tzala, Mita Shalar, it was a bed made out of leather, V'toylem Ritzuas, B'Sfasa Ar Saviv, there were holes all around the leather piece, and would thread ropes through those holes, then they would tie the leather through the wooden posts of the bed, and when you untie it, then it would fall, and therefore the machlek is between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Tanakam holds they lift up the bed, and this way people won't use it while they're available. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel states that you actually have to untie the ropes in order to make sure that the leather mattress falls down and the bed will be completely unusable. And the Gemara continues, and we continue on Daf Chaf and Beis. Then another difference between a dagish and a mita is dagish suruga mitechai and mita suruga malgaba. When tying the leather to the boards of the bed, there would be a hole that went through the sideboards of the bed, and the ropes would be threaded through these holes. However, a regular bed was made by taking ropes and having them tied around the sideboards of the bed, and they wouldn't go through the sideboards of the bed, and instead they would wrap around the bed. Gemara continues and asks a question from Mishnah Maseches Kelim. As Mesvei, the Mishnah teaches us Kliyetz Me'imisai Mekamal Tumah, that from what point is a Kliyetz no longer considered Pshute Kliyetz, and therefore would be Mekabal Tumah? The Mishnah tells us Hamita Varisa Mishashufim Be'or Adog, that a regular bed and a crib would be Royal Kabal Tumah once you took fish skin, sanded down the wood of the bed and the wood of the crib, and by smoothing down the size of the bed and the size of the crib, so at this point the bed and the crib become usable, and therefore Tzuchshel Kabal Tumah, they used to use fish skin as sandpaper. And the Gemara now is, asks, "Ve'im mita musuregas malgabo." The Gemara now asks that if you just taught us that the way that a mita was made was you had the ropes of the mita that were tied around its bedposts. If so, the bedposts were all covered. So lam li sheep or a dog. So why would we have to smooth out the bedposts at all? If l'chira, you're not going to see them in any case. The Gemara continues that the difference between a mita and a dagesh is as follows: that the ropes of a mita and a dagesh were threaded through the sideboards; they weren't tied around the sideboards. However, the difference between a mita and a dagesh is mita yulev afuki b'bezenei. That when making a mita, they would thread the ropes in and out of holes that were made in the sideboard. However, dagesh yulev afuki b'avakta, the ropes of a dagesh were actually threaded through loops that were attached to the sideboards. Their ropes did not actually go through the actual sideboards. The Gemara continued that we brought a machlekes between the Tanakama of Shimon Gamliel. Tanakama held that Avil has to stand up a dagesh and he doesn't have to turn over. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that a dagesh has to be completely untied. And this way, it can't be used at all. And the Gemara states, "Amr Rav Yaakov, Amr Bishuv Levi, Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel." We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara continues, "Amr Rav Yaakov Ami Mita Shenekel Yitzin Zeikva V'daya." If a person is an Avil, he has a canopy bed. Such a bed really can't be turned over, as the Maisa comes to a point at the top and it can't be balanced when you turn it over. And therefore, instead of turning it over, an Avil would be allowed to just lift it up on its back legs, and that would suffice. We continue with the next Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues to discuss dinim regarding the Melech. And the Melech could decide to go to Melechem Zerushus with the permission of Bezen Shel Shem Vechad, as we learned on that Bezen Menal, Ve'im Mitzil Melechem Zerushus, LLP Bezen Shel Shem Vechad. The Mishnah continues to purge Lastly Derech, Ve'im Mach B'yadai, and the Melech has a right to break down other people's fences in order to make a road and a path for him to get to his Sada and his Karim, and even if it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah, and it's only for his own personal use, and no one has a right to be Meicha. And the Mishnah tells us, Derech HaMelech in Leishir, that the road that the Melech makes doesn't have to be a small road, and he can make it as large as he needs in order for him and his entourage to be able to comfortably travel on this road. And the Mishnah discusses all the dinim of Muhammad, the Chala Ambezim V'Neislai V'Hunaitel Chelet Bereish, that when the nation goes to war, then they bring back all the Biza and all the spoils of war, and they place it in front of him, and the Melech has a right to take up to 50% of the spoils, and he has a right to pick the best of the spoils as well. And our Gemara begins, Tanina Chada Zimna, the L'Chaira Amish has stated, and it added in, Alpi Bezen Shel Shem V'Echad. And why do we have to add in that it's done through a Bezen Shel Shem V'Echad? This din was already mentioned on that Bezen Min Aleph, E Mitzilim M'Chemes HaRoshos, Alpi Bezen Shel Shem V'Echad. And the Gemara responds, Ayi Tana Kol Milu De Melech, Tanami Mitzilim M'Chemes HaRoshos, that since we spoke about all the din of the Melech, therefore we add in that the king has a right to decide to go to M'Chemes HaRoshos, but the Mishnah adds in, Alpi Bezen Shel Shem V'Echad, even though it really didn't have to do so, but Agav, that we mentioned this din, therefore we also mention that it has to be done Alpi Bezen Shel Shem V'Echad. The Gemara continues and discusses the psukim in Shmuel Aleph and Parakas, psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Zayin, that discussed to Yidin asking Shmuel for a melech, and Shmuel said to the Yidin, "Vayomer zei amishpat melech ashim lechalechem as bneichem yikach v'somlei b'makavtei v'prasha v'rotzul v'tei makavtei v'losul le'sari alafim v'sari chamishim v'lachish charishai v'liktza katzirai v'lasis kli malchamtei kli rechbai v'as bneisechem yikach l'rakachais u'tabachis lo'ifais v'asidusechem v'skamechem v'zeisechem atayvim yikach v'nasal avodav v'zarechem v'kamechem yasha v'nasal suisav avodav v'as avadechem v'as shivchaisechem v'as barchurechem atayvim v'as churechem yikach v'asum lachtei same chin yasha v'atem tiulei lavodim. And our Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda stated the name of his Rabbi Shmuel kolam and pashas melech melech mutabai, that anything that the pasha melech and Shmuel Aleph just told us, the melech would be mutter to do. And Rav Amar le never pashasu el laim aleim, and in reality a king doesn't have rishus to do all these things, and the only reason why Shmuel told this to Klal Yisrael is in order to get them scared. Shenem, and as the pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Shetehim Aser Alecha, and since the pasuk stated the word Soim Tosim and it stated a double lashon, therefore it teaches us that you should have major ima and Melech Shemachal Kvedoi in Kvedim Machol. The Gemara continues Ketanoi that this machlik is between Rav and Shmuel is actually machlik is Tanayim, as Rabbi Yisrael Kolam Pashas Melech Melech Mutboi like Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda Emel Leinem Pashasu El Kedai Laim Leim Shenem Same Tosim Alecha Melech Shetehim Aser Alecha. The Gemara continues, V'chein hoy Rabbi Yehuda Imer, and Rabbi Yehuda also stated, Gimel mitzvah is Stav Yisrael b'chlisas l'aretz, that although there were multiple mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael had to keep once they came into Yisrael, but there were three particular mitzvahs that they were given that are totally zebezeh, and they have a specific order. The three mitzvahs are, l'ham l'melech, to make themselves a king, l'hachu zara shel Amalek, and to destroy Amalek, v'livnus l'am beis ha-bechira, and to build a beis ha-migdash. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Nurei Imer, l'inamr pasha zu, el keneged teru marsam, that this pasha was only stated because of their complaints, and in reality they really don't have a mitzvah to make a melech. And Neman has the pasuk in Pasha Shevim states, ki savei al ha'aretz asher Hashem lekecha nesen lach v'yirishto v'yishavto ba v'amata asim alai melech k'chol ha'goyim asher suyiz v'yisai, and you will say that we want to have a king just like all the nations that are around us, and it's only because they requested to have a king that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the dinim of a melech, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't necessarily want them to have a king. And Ayin Rashi b'chlisasim la'aretz to bekulu k'siv yirusha v'yishiva, as b'negei melech it states v'yirashto v'yishavto ba v'amata asim alai melech, and then b'negei melech the pasuk states v'hoy b'neich Hashem, etc. Or we've been your basic chiyur k'siv v'atim l'seyadim v'yishavtim ba'aretz asher Hashem l'kechem manchal eschem v'neich alchem mikolai v'echem yisavim v'yishavtim betach v'hoy amokam shivcha Hashem l'kechem boi l'shakin shmai sham sham tavius kol asher nechem mitzav eschem v'idriseichem v'zivchechem v'yisuseichem v'suvim asedchem v'chol midvcha nidrechem asher tidu l'Hashem. And the Gemara continues, Tani, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Leza Imer, Rabbi Leza states, Zekinim Shebedar, Kohigin Shalu, that when the Zekinim asked Shmuel for a melech, was a proper request. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, Parakhes, pasuk Vav, that states, Vayira Dova Be'edi Shmuel, Kasha Amru, Tno Lanu Melech Shavtenu, Vayispal Shmuel Al Hashem, and some actually Geris, Simu Lanu Melech Shavtenu, which is actually a request of the Zekinim, which is actually the pasuk right before pasuk Vav, and is pasuk Hay. And in either case, it was considered a proper request because they asked for a king in order that he should be able to judge them. This way, it will keep Klal Yisrael in the straight and narrow and will keep them doing the mitzvahs properly. However, Blazer continues, Kilklu, the Amei Aretz actually asked improperly, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Al, Perches, Pasuk Chav, Vayinu Gamanachtu, Chachol Agoyim, Ushvetunu, Malkenu, Yotzul Fenenu, Venucha, Mesmuchem, Senu. As Rashi explains, Amei Aretz Kilklu, the Ilu Zakenim, Shalu, Lushavtam, Viluradi, Sasabonim Shavem, Avale Amei Aretz, Tolu Olam, Nuchem, Seim, Shamru, Vyatsubur Shenu, Venucha, Mesmuchem, Senu. The Gemara continues, Tani will learn to Braiso, Rabbi Yesi Oime, Usai Magirius, Tani Idach, Rabbi Huda Oime, Sholosh Mitzvahs, and Savi Yisrael, B'chlisas L'Aretz, L'ham L'melech, L'hachot Zari Shal Amalek, V'livnus L'am Beis HaBechira, as we saw, V'ein Yedei, Eiz Ben Tchila, and we're not sure which one was the first commandment, and which one had to be done first. And the Braisa continues, K'shu Oime, as since the Patzik in B'shalach states, V'yoyme, Ki Yod Al Keis Kom, L'chom Al Hashem Ba'amalek, Midar Dar, Havi Oime, L'ham L'melech Tchila, since the Patzik speaks about the Kisei of Hashem, which represents Malchus, therefore we see that the Malchus has to be first, and only afterwards do we have the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. As the Gemara points out, in Kisei El Melech, and the Kisei represents Malchus, and then as the Pasuk in Divrei Yom states, Vayeshu Shloim Al Kisei Hashem Le Melech Tachas David Oviv Vayitzlach Vayishmu Eilav Kol Yisrael. And Lemaisa we see that Shloim's Kisei was called Kisei Hashem, and Rashi in Divrei Yom Beis explains, we refer to the throne of a king as Kisei Hashem because Sha Kisei Sha Hashemu Lahamach Lov Mishiyitza. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who puts people into power and makes them kings. And the Gemara continues, Vadayin Eni Yedeya, and we still don't know, Im Livnus Lem Beis HaBechira Tchila, Oy L'Rachos Zari Shalom Arut Tchila, that what would be the order after we set up a king? Do we have a responsibility to build a base of Bechira and build a base of Migdash, or do we have a responsibility to wipe out Amalek first? And the Braisa continues and explains, K'shu Oimer, as since the Pesukim in Pashas Eikov states, V'avatim Esiyadim V'yishavtim Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Lekechem Manchal Eschem V'niyich Olchem Mikol Yivichem Misavi V'yishavtim Betach V'hoy Amok HaMashiv Hashem Lekechem Boi L'shakim Shmoy Shom Shom Matavius Kol Asher Nechem Mitzav Eschem, etc. So we see that we have to first destroy our Oivim and destroy our enemies, and have the Oimer L'Hachru Zari Shalom Otchila, that prior to the building of Beis HaMikdash, we are commanded to get rid of Al-Molek, V'chim B'David Oimer, and similarly by David and Shmuel Beis, the Pasuk states, Ayhi Ki Yoshev HaMelech Bebeisa, V'Hashem Menich Le'Misav V'Mikol Oivav, K'siv, and the next Pasuk it states, V'Yem HaMelech Al-Nasa Navi, Re'i Na Anoich Yoshev Beis HaRazim, V'Aroi Na Lekim Yoshev B'Tech Yuriya. Now we see that only right after David finished with Melchamas HaMolek, then he started focusing on Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara just mentioned the Malchus of Shlomo, and the Gemara continues, Omei Shlokish, B'tchilu Mor Shlomo Al-Yainim, and originally Shlomo was a king over Tachtainim, as well as Al-Yainim, referring to the Shadim, Shenem, as the Pasuk of the Yom states, Yeshiv Shlomo, Kisei Hashem Al-Melech. Rashi explains, B'tchilu, Kredim Shinasa Shlomo, Noshim Nachriyais, Moloch Afal Al-Yainim, however, Lubisayif, Moloch Al-Tachtainim, at the end result, he was only Moloch on the Tachtainim, Shenem, Neman, as the Pasuk of Malachim states, Ki Uroida B'chol Ivano, Tifsach Vad Azo, B'chol Malchi Ivano, Shalom Hoyle, B'chol Avodah B'saviv, and the Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to how to understand this Pasuk. Rav and Shmuel, Chad Oma, Tifsach B'sefer Ilam, Vaz B'sefer Ilam, that Tifsach was on one side of the world, and Azo was on the other side of the world, and Shlom was the king over the entire world, V'chad Omar, and one whole Tifsach V'Azo, B'had Adodi HaVyasvu, they're really Tifsach and Azo right next to each other, U'Hashem Shemalach HaTifsach V'Azo, Kach Malach HaKolayim Kulay, and the Pasuk is telling us that just like Shlom had dominion and was the king over Tifsach and Azo, and had full control of them, that's the same way they had control over everyone else in the world, and as Rashi says, V'Hachi Kamakra, Ki Hu Reide B'chol Ivano, Kimi Tifsach V'Ad Azo, Ayin Shom, and the Gemara continues, U'Hashem Shemalach HaYisrael, and then Shlom HaMelech was only king on Klal Yisrael, Shenaman as Pasuk states to Keles, Ani Keles Hayisi Melech Al Yisrael, that I am Keles, and I was the king on Klal Yisrael, U'Hashem Shemalach Al Yishlayim, and then he was only king on Yishlayim, Shenaman as Pasuk states to Keles, Divrei Keles Ben David B'Yishlayim, these are the words of Keles Ben David, who was in Yishlayim, U'Hashem Shemalach Al Amitasai, and later on, he was only king over his Mita, and this is after the story with Ashbenai, as we learned in Masechtas Gittin, Shenaman as the Pasuk states in Shear Shirim, he named Mitatsu Shal Shleim Ashishim Gabarim Savilah, Migabari Yisrael, Lubsaif, and later on, Le Molach Al Maklai, he was only king over his staff, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Keles, Chola Shashalu Enai, Le Tzatim Ham, Le Menatis Libi, Mikol Simcha, Ki Libi Samech, Mikol Amoli, Vizeh Hoyachelki, Mikol Amoli, as Rashi says, Sheshlicha Ashbendai, Mikisai, Keraminum Sechs Kitten, the Gemara brings him a chlik, is Rav Shmuel, Chadam Maklai, one says this refers to his stick, Bechadam Maglindai, one says this refers to his talis and to his clothing, Rashi brings Pirush Rav Hai Makeda who Makeda Shalcheres. This is referring to an earthenware cup. V'doymloi Chadam Makedai v'Chadam Maklai. And seems from Rashi that he wasn't gerus the word Goyndai, and instead he was gerus the word Kedai. The Gemara continues Hada loy Hada. Is Shlom HaMelech eventually return and regain his throne or not? And the Gemara brings Machlekes once again between Rav and Shmuel. Chadam Hada v'Chadam loy Hada. Mandam loy Hada Melech v'Hedyet. One that says that he was not Chayza. He was originally a king and then he became Hedyet. Mandam Hada Melech v'Hedyet. That originally he was a melech, then he became a hedyet, then at a later point, he once again regained his kingship, and he became king once again. And Ayin Rashi, melech v'hedyet, v'shuv lechazel l'malchusai, and the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, peretz last le'gedarach, Tan Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, eitzis melechem u'melech, that when they went to war, part of the spoils of war were the storehouses and the treasuries of another king, that all went to the king, v'shabiz v'shabizin, and the rest of the spoils that they took from war, mechzel l'melech, half went to the king and half went to the rest of the people. And Amalei Abai Rav Dimi va'amri lo Rav Acha. And Abai asked the following question to Rav Dimi, or some say to Rav Acha, Bishleim Oitzus L'Machom U'Melech Uchel Milsa. Then it makes sense that the storehouses as well as the treasuries of the king went to the king, as that seems to be the normal way that things should be. El Shab Bizu Shabayzim Mechzel Melech Mechzel Am and on. How do you know that a Melech should split any of the spoils with the rest of the nation? As L'Chir, he paid for the war efforts, and therefore certainly the king should receive all the benefits of the war. And the Gemara continues, the Rav Dimi or Rav Acha respond to Abaya, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Divrei Yomim Aleph. We continue on Dav Chaf Alpha Mid Aleph, and this Pasuk is speaking about Shlom HaMelech, and the Pasuk states, Vayechlu Vayishlu Lufnei Hashem, Vayomahu Besimcha Gedela, Vemlichu Shenis Shlom Ben David, Vayimshichu Lashem Lenogid, Utsadik Lekayin. Therefore, we see that the Pasuk compares Shlom HaMelech to Tzadik, who is the Kohen Gadol, Makish Nogid Lutzadik, and therefore we compare a king to Tzadik, the Kohen Gadol, Mat Tzadik, just like the Kohen Gadol has a right to take from the lechem upon him, mechzel loy mechzel achiv. Half of the lechem upon him would belong to the Kohen Gadol. Half of the lechem upon him would be split amongst the mishma. Af nagid mechzel loy mechzel achiv. Therefore, the same din applies b'negei melech that half goes to him and half goes to the rest of the people. And the Gemara asks, "But tzadik gufim inolan?" And how do you know the Kohen Gadol gets half? The Tanya has belonged to the Braisa. Rabbi Oimed, Rabbi states that since the pasuk states b'negei lechem upon him, v'hoysel aaron levanav v'achalu b'makom kodesh ki kodesh kadoshim huloi meisha Hashem. Since the Pasuk mentions Aaron Beprat and it mentions the rest of his children as a klal, so Mechzel Aaron or Mechzel Abanav, so therefore we see that half of the Lechem upon him went to Aaron HaKoyin, who was the Koyin Gadol, and the rest of it was split between his children, and the same din would apply, B'negei HaMelech and the rest of the nation, B'negei the spoils that they take from the Mochama. Before we finish, let us see Rashi in Keheles in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, where Rashi learns from one Pasuk all the Limudim that the Gemara had, B'negei the stages of Shloimeh's Malchus, as the Pasuk states, Anika Helas, Hayisim Melech Al Yisrael, B'Yushlayim. Rashi breaks up the Pasuk as follows, Anika Helas, Hayisim Melech, which teaches us he was a Melech Al Kol Olam. Then the Pasuk pasuk states Al Yisrael, so we see he was only king on Yisrael, and then it says Yerushalayim, so we see he was only the melech on Yerushalayim. Ulbesoif al makli shurei nema hayisi melech Yerushalayim, as the pasuk says, I was the king of Yerushalayim, and we are medayik aval achshav eini melech, and now I'm not a king at all. And finally, the Gemara brought the sheet of Shmuel as well as Rabbi Yisi, who stated kol ha'am pashas melech melech mutabai, and therefore tezias tema loma nenesh achav al nava is kibush leirotzalim kol lekamai, that why would achav be punished because Navos didn't want to sell him his field and didn't want to sell him his vineyard. If the Maisa Melech has a right to take anything he wants from any of his subjects, and what was the Shaila? Certainly he has a right to do so. And Taz explains, since it's over there, the Pasuk states that he could take it for himself, but in that case, he actually gave it to his Avodim and not for himself. That certainly could take it for free. And by Yeretza, Avol Kishoy Shoel Achav Shiyunku Loi Chishev Novei Shavishus Biyodei Loi Malei Emkar, and that was the issue. By Yishlemi the Nena Shlufish Shoel Akarim Last Avei Dizara, as he took it in order to serve Avei Dizara. And finally, Taz brings down that Nakdan Tiritz that Ainu Mutter Rak Besadus Harachikim in the era, that a king only has permission to take those sadays that are far away from the city. Loi Mali Kolkach Avol Karim Novei Shoy Itzel Hichel Achav Bishoymen, but since the vineyard of Novei was so close to the city and was very valuable, he had no right to take them. And Taz continues, and just as Novos responded, and we will stop over here.